Now, yeah. Chris, you come in to talk synchronicity with us every second Wednesday or so, but you're going to talk about something that happened at, well, when you were in Canada.
Yeah, well, look, basically, it's about how synchronicity, I think, can be going more mainstream. And I was very excited to be at this Positive Psychology Congress. And I go every couple of years. There have been five of them now. And what I like about going to a conference, you know, again and again every couple of years is you see how the field's developing. And so one of the things I was really pleased about at this time is there are more things on spirituality at this conference, more about, you know, life purpose and meaning and all the rest of it. Because in positive psychology, it's not just about being up in mood. It's all about our engagement in our life roles, our positive relationships, what gives us a sense of meaning and our achievement.
Yeah, sure.
And so people recognise that many people are interested in life purpose and meaning, but these days you could say there's a little bit of a gap in terms of not so many people go to church these days or follow religion.
Yeah, yeah.
So because kind of back in the day, it was just the thing that you did, and that helped with that meaning and purpose. But we've certainly, and I think census figures show that we've rushed away from the church, really, in many regards, as we world travels on the way that it does.
Well, yeah, with things that have happened in church and stuff like that. But it's interesting that we still need a purpose or want a purpose to find our direction in life.
Yeah. And so what interested me is that Martin Seligman, the founder of positive psychology, in his opening address, he was saying the future of positive psychology, he thought, would go more to looking at things like religion and politics, meaning there's a bit of a vacuum in these areas. People maybe a little less trusting in looking up to some of the leadership in those areas. And so I suppose the suggestion is ways of leading people further. But Seligman now works with church leaders, and he talks with them about what positive psychology might offer that field. And he starts off by asking them, tell me about your numinous experiences. We've talked about that here. Numinous experiences are mysterious experiences that suggest there's some kind of higher power or more to life, more that meets the eye. It's a bit mystical. And I think it's fascinating now that at a scientific conference, there's this leader asking people about numinous experiences, which in a way we're doing each time in this segment when we ask people to ring up about synchronicity stories, you know, like amazing things that happen that might lead them to feel more connected with someone else, or might feel that they've got some kind of affirmation of their life direction. Like, I think synchronicity can be a tick from the universe or a free kick from the universe. You get this amazing coincidence that helps you move along. And so, now they're talking about this kind of thing more at conferences.
Isn't that fascinating? I actually had a bit of a synchronicity moment recently, and I won't go into all the details, but just because it's a bit complicated. But it was one of those situations where somebody really wanted to say thank you to me for something, but missed an opportunity to do so. And then sort of said to her husband, oh, look, do you think it's too late to contact her? Because, you know, people know they can contact me here at the radio station. But do you think it's a bit late to contact her? And her husband said, yeah, it's too late now. Then through something completely else, completely separate that she was doing, with a company that is one of my clients through my business, Planet Roxy, she was then directed to me. And she said, you won't believe it, but I've really wanted to.
Terrific.
You know, and I said, isn't that just the craziest thing? And so now we're working on something together, and it's really great.
Oh, great.
But it's like, and we both agreed. We both said, look, there you go. That's synchronicity, isn't it?
Feels like it's meant to be, doesn't it? And
well,
it's
it really
that relationship
does.
Level.
Yeah.
You're connected more, aren't you, with that experience?
Yeah.
Because it's got another dimension to it. Hey, you know, it really stands out.
Yeah, and so for somebody, because she didn't know me, she wanted to thank me for something that, you know, I didn't know her, we'd never met, but there you were, and now we're connected up. So it is fascinating, though, how that happens.
And I think that's the thing, it's the fascination, that's part of the numinous experience. But there, it led you to feel more connected. So that's one of the ways that synchronicity, this uncanny timing events in everyday life, that adds to, a sense of connection.
So if you've got a synchronicity story for us, you can give us a call now, 52-299-939. We'll be back with more with Chris Mackey and synchronicity after this break. Chris Mackey joins us for synchronicity, fresh back from a conference in Canada. Chris, some other things that happened at that conference.
Yeah, look, they did. And look, I might mention something now. It's not so much related to synchronicity, but I think it's one of the most fascinating findings in psychology in recent times. It's to do with the mind-body connection.
Yep.
And so there was an oncologist at the conference who does lots of, you know, biological research, and he was explaining that there are certain things that happen in people's lives that lead people to be more at risk of disease or dying earlier.
Oh.
They include, like, say, early childhood abuse, like sexual abuse.
Yep.
It can be, but it also can be chronic stress or living in poverty for a long time, experiencing trauma, even a cancer diagnosis itself can... If people react to it a certain way, it can lead to what's called a chronic inflammation response.
Yeah.
Now, this is known to lead to more disease or illness down the track, but there's something that can limit this response and protect us from its effects. And it's a particular type of well-being. Now, it's not what we call hedonic well-being or pleasure, like, say, sex, drugs and rock and roll. You know, sadly,
as good as that is,
it does not kind of reverse or counter this inflammation response. But there's something that's not so much to do with hedonism and pleasure. It's what's called eudaimonic well-being. And this is where you have a sense of life purpose or meaning. Mm-hmm. You look at something larger than yourself. You can look to the future. And so this is the kind of, you know, more virtuous kind of well-being, if you like. You know, connected with other people, look at what we can do. That actually helps counter this other response. It switches on or switches off certain genes. There are hundreds of genes involved in this complicated response. And this eudaimonic well-being, meaning, life purpose or whatever, looking forward, connecting with other people, well, that can actually reverse some of its impact or limit some of the effects. So actually, looking to do good and looking to connect with people well or whatever can actually change the way our body is working at a molecular level, the way our genes are switched on or switched off, and help us manage with our illness. It does help reduce illness, and it helps live longer despite having these difficulties. I think that's a mind-blowing kind
of
finding.
Isn't that extraordinary? That's amazing. Wow.
It is. Well, you know, and when you sort of verbalise it like that, you sort of go, well, it does make sense. If you've got a purpose, you've got a reason to continue on, a reason to look to the future, a reason to be happy and healthy, and your body responds.
And our bodies respond accordingly. So either way, you do things that give you pleasure in a more hedonistic way.
Conditions apply. Sex.
Exactly. So you might feel just as good in either case, but your body can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Your body responds more positively to the more meaningful things. So that's some of the ways that spirituality is coming into everyday life understanding now and health understanding without having to be religious.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's probably something we're all looking for. Don't forget, if you've got a story with synchronicity, you can always give us a call here or jump on the email. It is the catch up 52299939, or you can email us via the website. Chris Mackey, as always, a pleasure to see you, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.